Now back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
Which is the Sugarland version of Over in Bow, Up to No Good. It's just, we regionalized it, that's all. It's our pleasure to welcome in from Boulé, and Dennehy, the Mike Dennehy part of that. Mike, my friend, good to have you back.
Peter, great to be back. Good morning, and good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Michael.
Now, I got to tell you, I think my favorite question this morning was when, Peter, when you said, can you tell me who has the fattest ice cream in the state of New Hampshire?
You know,
the fattest.
I wanted to send Pelosi some, you know. I mean, if you got a $24,000 fridge and you're paying $11 a pint, you know, send her some good stuff, not swill.
Talk about just someone who's so out of touch.
No kidding.
Doing this interview in, like, her mansion and probably multi-million-dollar kitchen.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Hi. Oh, everyone's doing fine. I'm just in here eating the most expensive food I can get my hands on.
We're weathering the storm just well, but we feel your pain. No, you don't.
Exactly. Yeah, I know. As I continue to cause problems with passing any kind of stimulus bill. Oh.
I know.
Man, oh, man. Hey, speaking of that, didn't you work with Steve? I'm sorry, Governor Steve Merrill. Didn't you work with Steve on doing?
Was that?
Whoa!
Is that your phone, Peter?
Yeah.
That's not mine.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
That's
it. Oh, no, I'm going to have to talk
Steve
for a
know
sec.
How that
Hang
works?
On. Now, go ahead.
All right.
You talk to him for a sec.
All right, Michael.
You talk to him.
Go ahead. I have no idea what he was going to say about Steve Merrill.
I didn't think you would, Pat.
Yeah, I had absolutely. You know, if we work so well together, and yet I am not inside of his brain, something I'm very thankful for.
Oh, my gosh. I was just going to say, let's definitely be thankful for that.
Wow.
Okay, so Governor Steve Merrill, please continue.
Yeah, I thought Steve was calling. It's scaring me.
Okay, listen, you're not going to tell him about
didn't you work with Steve on managing like legislative crises or something like that?
Yeah, well, we did a lot of different things, but I was a special assistant to him, and I was also his liaison to the executive council. We were thankful not to have too many really emergencies, mm-hmm. especially anything.
Okay,
like
well,
this.
What my point is, it's not about your damn resume. I don't care about that. What I care about is...
Not many people do.
Well, they don't, unless they're paying you, which many people do, and I understand that, and they get their money's worth. But is Chris Sununu having some kind of crisis with the legislature with this whole, I'm going to be responsible for seeing who gets the money instead of going through the legislature? I mean, you know, if you were that guy and helping, would you think this is a crisis?
Well, definitely it's a crisis,
mm-hmm.
Which is why the governor says that he has the powers that he has to manage these funds without it going through the Legislative Fiscal Committee, and that's where the battle is. Should every piece of the spending go through Fiscal Committee, as does all other spending in the state of New Hampshire, or should it go through the governor's office because
right.
of the emergency powers that he has? And, well, the court's going to decide that. I can tell you just from a layman's perspective, I trust Governor Sununu to do the right thing, and I would much rather it move quicker rather than have a fiscal committee meeting, wait to have it. You know, you have to give certain notices to
right.
have a meeting.
Right. Sure.
And then so it could be a day or two or three or four before something gets acted on. And So, I trust Governor Sununu to do the right thing. And, of course, the court's ultimately going to decide who has that power.
Right. But he's also done a good job of bringing everybody in on this.
He has.
You know
he
what
has.
I mean? On the committee that he first set up, there's Republicans and Democrats this task committee for reopening. Again, bipartisan.
Bipartisan. And you know, the funniest, strangest, because, you know, it's not funny when legislators sue a governor. But the thing that I find most strange is that it's all going to be public information.
Right.
So he's not going to hide anything. It's got to be public.
You can't hide anything.
You mm-hmm. can't hide it. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, it's funny because we had Senator Birdsall on. We were chatting with Regina last week, and we were talking about this very thing. And I said, "Well, Regina, you know the old joke about a camel." By definition, is a horse built by committee. And she started laughing, going, oh, my God, you're right. And I said, but that's the problem. It takes forever, and it doesn't look like what you thought it was going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
that's right. And you know, if fiscal committee wants to have some input, then have some input. But just let the governor and his organization do the job.
You got a sense of what the judge is thinking?
I really don't. I really don't. Here's my gut tells me that this is a crisis and an emergency situation. There are certain constitutional issues that have already been, put to the side, if you will, to allow decisions to be made and to protect the public. And I think this will be that same situation. You know, yes, fiscal committee typically does have this authority, but we're in this emergency situation. So the governor has these powers, and I expect that they're going to side with the governor.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting.
Well, and again, both sides are citing some law that's already on the books going,
right.
no, according
yeah,
to this right. law,
yep.
I have it. No, no. But according to that law, you don't. So,
and like I just said, you know, the Constitution is in place, but certain constitutions have been set aside mm-hmm. because of this crisis we're in. And that's where I think it comes down. We're in an emergency situation like we have never seen before.
True. All right. So now let's do Mike Denhey's version of Karnak from Johnny Carson. Look in your crystal ball. When
yep.
the New Hampshire primary was here. It seems like a lifetime ago.
But, oh boy, doesn't it?
It does.
I know.
But just, so just before, when Joe Biden was looking for traction, he said, you know, I'm looking at a woman running mate, and we got a lot of great choices, Jean Shaheen, Maggie Hassan. Okay, as soon as the primary's over, he ditched them like third period French. I haven't heard anything about Jean or Maggie. Okay, he was trying to get some traction in the primary. It didn't work. So who are you seeing for... I know who I see. It would be interesting, but who do you think Joe will end up with?
Well, I'll tell you, he's got a problem, right? He's got several problems. Okay?
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, I guess we don't have enough time on the
no,
air
we
to
really
go through
don't.
Them all.
No.
First of all, he said he's going to pick a female, and I mean, I think that's wrong to come right out of the box and say that,
yep.
Because I think it immediately discounts any men in the United States of America. But that being said. He's going to pick a woman. Now he's getting pressure. I expect you've seen this.
Yep.
That and not just pressure. I mean, intense pressure to not just pick a woman, but pick either African American
right.
or a Latino.
Right.
And so now it looks as though he's going to. I guess anyone who's white will be taking a backseat. And not really sure where Elizabeth Warren falls in because, of course, you know she's part Cherokee.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah.
She might rise to the top.
Yeah.
I don't see Warren. She didn't excite the base when she was running. So what is she going to bring to the table now?
Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing she would bring is that progressive base that she ultimately lost because she played too many games.
Well, she played too many games, and her progressive base ain't the same as Bernie Sanders.
That's right.
So
that's
you
right.
bring in
exactly
Elizabeth Warren
right.
to shut up the Sanders people, it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen. This, you know, there's really very few women who have that base of support. Very few. I'm not sure there's any, actually, beyond what Elizabeth Warren had.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they could. Kamala Harris seems to be the odds-on front runner.
Yeah.
But again, I just don't see what she brings because she's right. in California.
And you're going to win California
right,
anyway.
You're going to win California anyway.
So
it's,
anyway.
Yeah. It's not going to bring
yes,
new
she's
votes
African
in.
American,
yeah.
But she couldn't get African American support when she was running for president.
Well, that's it. And what, Stacey Abrams?
Stacey Abrams. I'll tell you, she's intriguing just because she's
a
fresh face.
Well, she's a self-promoter to the nth degree.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Without a doubt, probably the biggest self-promoter
yeah.
of anyone being considered.
Yeah.
And which, by the way, I also admire because she's not trying to hide it.
Right. No.
Right. Yeah, I know.
Oh, no,
right.
I give her props right. for that. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's like that kid in class saying, pick me, oh.
Well, as opposed to...
Arnold Rorschach.
As opposed to...
Arnold Rorschach.
Yeah. As opposed to... wow.
Yeah.
Okay, Boomer. Nice job.
I know.
as opposed to Governor Whitmer, who's yeah. been laying in the reeds now all of a sudden as front page news, you don't think yeah. she's trying to elevate her profile?
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's why, I mean, I hope he doesn't just bow to pressure and immediately and only consider either a Latino or African-American woman, because there are obviously several talented women. And Governor Whitmer, I mean, say what you want about her. I don't think she's done a great job, and I'm not in favor of the orders that she's been passing in Michigan, but she's from Michigan, and that's a state you need to win.
Right, right. No, I know.
So,
I know.
It's pretty fascinating.
Well, it is. And you know, lost in the mix, Klobuchar.
Mm-hmm.
And Amy's been trying to, you know, fall on the sword. And I get it. And I think she would make a very respectable candidate. I also will find it interesting if he looks at Michelle Grisham, governor of New Mexico.
Yep. Yes.
I think she's an interesting personality, too.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
I just got
a call of what we talked about yesterday, Peter. He says it's going to be Michelle Obama, and then he says 90 days in, they're going to declare Joe incompetent,
yep.
and Michelle's going to take over.
Well, and I did that story yesterday. I mean, that's been floating around, that he's going to take her as VP, win everything in sight, and then Jill and Joe are going to say after he's sworn in, yeah, sorry, we can't serve. So now that's going to kick her up, and now she'll have 8 years in the White House.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep, yep.
Well, the other interesting thing about this, and, you know, as we all know, I've been through this a million times, there's very little, when picking a vice presidential candidate or,
mm-hmm.
or running mate, the country doesn't put that much influence on it. But I do think, as this process goes on, we have seen Joe Biden look weak
right.
in the way that he stammers and in the way that he projects his image. He just doesn't sound or look confident,
mm-hmm.
And in many cases he looks bumbling. And so I think there will be a larger focus on who he picks as a running mate.
Right, because what's Plan B?
What's Plan B? And you know, here's the other thing. I have come to the conclusion, especially throughout this pandemic that we've been in. I think Trump has done a good job, and the American public is exactly where they were before the pandemic, which is split 50-50 on where things are. You know, it doesn't matter what he does.
Mm-hmm.
People either love him or hate him.
Right.
And so that's going to happen on Election Day, which is why I think there's going to be more of a focus on his VP nominee. Joe Biden will get 40 to 46% of the vote, and 47, 48 maybe. And so is going to be a bigger, I think, focus and spotlight on who he picks.
Okay.
You know,
point taken. Let's extrapolate this out one more step. Does Trump ditch Pence and pick up a woman like a Nikki Haley or somebody to offset what Biden does?
No, I don't think he does, because he is, I'll tell you, I do think Trump is loyal to his loyalists.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been no one more loyal than Mike
Pence. I was going to say, Mike Pence has been nothing but loyal. Yeah, right.
Yeah. And he's made the president, let's face it, he's also made the president look good.
Yeah.
Especially during these press conferences.
And you know what? His rising to the top of this coronavirus team, it really put him in a little bit more limelight. I think it would be bad if the president switched up.
I do too.
I think it would be, oh God, that's so political. I mean,
yep.
Yeah, I know he's doing a lot of political stuff now, but I just think that would be a bad move.
I do too.
Are we still going to have an election in New Hampshire? I mean, does anybody care? You know, the governor is running for re-election, but I guess Dan's still running and Andrew's still running on the Democratic side.
Yeah, I do. I think it may take on a different form, but we are going to have an election, and I do think, and maybe it's just being hopeful, that that once we get to June, mid-June even, probably right about the time where you're filing for office, we'll see people back to work, and kids will just be getting out of school, preparing for the summer. Who knows if they'll be able to go to the beach or not, but there will be some sense of normalcy setting back in, which means the horrific attacks and campaigns will begin.
All right, and now take it a step further. Are we actually voting at polling places, or are we going to vote by mail?
Mm.
I think we're going to have voting in voting places.
Okay.
There'll be social distancing, but I do think there will be an increased vote, not necessarily by mail in the way that it's described, but there will be an expanded absentee ballot option for people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, nobody's paying attention to politics right now, and
no, they're not. That's
if
right.
In fact we are let out, finally, and you know, God, it really hasn't been that bad. I'm sorry, I am not bitching about this, because you know I've been outside working and doing the yard work. So I mean, you know, it's not like I couldn't come out of the house, but that notwithstanding, people are gonna, as you pointed out, June, July.
Yeah,
they're going to come back up. They're still not going to go rat's backside about politics. And then all of a sudden we're going to be, whoa, the primary. Can the Republicans get the House back or the Senate back?
Yes, they can.
And I mean New Hampshire. New Hampshire Senate, New Hampshire House.
Yeah, I think they can, Peter. And I think it all is going to depend on how we come out of this.
Mm-hmm.
Governor Sununu has led and very well throughout this process. I think Trump will have a big impact on the entire ticket. And like I said before, I think he's done a good job, but that doesn't matter, because it's going to be a 50-50 election in November.
Yep.
So he's going to be anywhere between 45 and 50. Maybe, you know, if Joe Biden really collapses, then he's up at 52, 53.
Wow.
But I expect Chris Sununu to continue to do his good work and be somewhere in the 55 to 60% range, and that's going to help drag some people across the finish line. And I think we win back the state Senate, and I think there's a good chance of winning back the House of Representatives.
How far down the ballot? And we're going to have to go. We got to let you get back to daddy daycare. How deep down the ballot is Trump and Shaheen and Sununu going to have sway before it just becomes a beauty contest, and I don't know who these people are?
Well, it has tremendous impact, because it's a presidential election. More people come out to vote. So the more people that come out to vote who don't pay much attention to politics, they don't know these people who are running for state Senate and state representative.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's imperative for Chris Sununu to campaign with these people, especially the candidates for state Senate, so they have a link that they can say, oh, this is the guy that campaigned with Governor Sununu. And so that's going to be tremendously important for November.
Mm-hmm. Does it does it hurt Feltus and Belinsky and on the Republican side, those running for Senate and or Congress, that, A, nobody's paying attention, and they're only looking at the incumbents, the Gene Shaheens that are working on the bills, the Sununus that are doing this. Yep. The other people can't buy publicity.
It does. It hurts very, very badly. We all know that Dan Feltus, in particular, was looking at this as a great opportunity because it's a presidential election, because he would almost automatically start with mid-40s,
right,
because that's where the Democrat will come up to, and I think the Democratic nominee for governor will still get to that level.
Mm-hmm.
But they have had people will not go in and vote for someone they have no idea about.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where it hurts. These guys haven't even been in the arena.
Right. Yep. And
it really hurts.
I don't see that changing for a while.
I don't either. I don't either, Peter, because this is still going to be daily news, in the daily news, and the governor is going to be dealing with it every day, and the media is going to be looking for him.
And when I'm finally released, last thing I'm going to do is listen to the damn media. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
I'm going to the beach. I'm going fishing. I'm going shopping.
Going fishing, baby.
Yeah, me alone, you know. From the firm Dennehy and Boulay, partner Mike Dennehy. Yeah, I figured, you know.
Well, you balance.
If I'm
going to
stutter, I might as well stutter on his name. Yeah, Mike, it's always a blast talking to you, my friend. Stay well, and we'll talk soon.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Peter. See you, Pat.
Thank you very much, Michael.
8:55. Taking a break.
Awesome.
Back with more.